And now, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem posluchačům Československé nedělní hodiny na WCEV 1450.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV 1450. You are listening to Klára Moldová
and Irena Čajková. Pokud právě snídáte, přejeme vám dobrou chuť a doufáme, že si užíváte nedělního rána v teplíčku vašeho domova u šálku horkého čaje či kávy.
No a vám, kdo jste právě někde na cestách, přejeme, ať vám to v autě pěkně topí.
This past week has brought us snow and sub-zero temperatures. Schools were closed, which the children were probably very sad about. And so we hope that you all are staying warm, sipping on a nice hot cup of tea or coffee right now, listening to today's program from the warmth of your home.
And while we all would welcome warmer temperatures, according to Czech winter weather folklore and sayings, cold January is not such a bad thing after all.
Leden studený, duben zelený.
Mnoho sněhu v lednu, mnoho hřibů v srpnu.
Teplý leden, k nouzi krok jen jeden.
Jak vysoko v lednu leží sníh, tak vysoko tráva poroste.
Když je leden bílý, je sedlákovi milý. Je-li teplo v lednu, sahá pída ke dnu.
Než v lednu sedláka, to radši vlka na poli viděti.
Když roste tráva v lednu, roste špatně v červnu.
Když v lednu včely vyletují, to nedobrý rok ohlašují.
V lednu silný led, v květnu bujný med.
Je-li leden nejostřejší, bude roček nejplodnější.
Je-li leden studený, duben chválí osení. According to all these folk sayings, cold January will bring us a fruitful year, good harvest and lot of honey in May and plenty of mushrooms in August.
A warm January, on the other hand, brings only misery. So let's be positive and try enjoy the cold weather.
Tu s děravou patou mám horečku zlatou. Jsem chudý, jsem sláb, nemocen. Hlava mě pálí a v modravé dáli se leskne a třpití můj sen. Kraj pod sněhem mlčí, tam stopy jsou vlčí, tam zbytečně budeš mi psát. Sám v dřevěné boudě, jsem o zlaté hroudě, já nechám si tisíckrát zdát. Severní vítr je krutý, počítej, lásko má stín. K nohám ti dám zlaté pruty, nebo se vůbec nevrátím. K nohám ti dám zlaté pruty, nebo se vůbec nevrátím. Tak zarůstám bousem a vlci už jdou sem, už slyším je vít blíž a blíž. Už mají mou stopu, už větří, že kopu svůj hrob a že stloukám si kříž. Zde leží ten blázen, chtěl dům a chtěl bazén a opustil tvou krásnou tvář. Má plechovej hrnek a pár zlatých zrnek a nad hrobem polární zář. Severní vítr je krutý, počítej, lásko má stín. K nohám ti dám zlaté pruty, nebo se vůbec nevrátím. K ti dám zlaté pruty, nebo se vůbec nevrátím. Venku je zima a já tu nechám bejt, jen na dně loger za sebou. Zamknu a držím jen klíč studenej, místo tvý ruky, o jak mi schází. Ještě místo v druhý dlani, s kým sedět a s kým se najíst, někoho vedle sebe. Ti taky půjdou ven, ti taky půjdou ven. Venku je zima a já tu nechám bejt svý černý boty za sebou. Zamknu a držím jen ten klíč studenej, místo tvý ruky, o jak mi schází. Ještě místo v druhý dlani, s kým sedět a s kým se bavit, někoho vedle sebe. Tak ti šli právě ven, venku je zima a já tu nechám bejt svý tělo stát za záclonou. Dám vedle tvýho ten svůj klíč studenej a pak si lehnu, o jak mi scházíš. Ještě místo v druhý dlani, s kým sedět a ráno zdravit, někoho vedle sebe. Tak ti šli spolu spát, sníh padá dál a dál, a všichni šli už spát. Sníh padá dál a dál a hvězda svítí nám, 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 a hvězda svítí dál.
We would now like to welcome to the studio our today's guest, Mr. John Schach, who is here to talk about a great event that will take place in February and that you shouldn't miss. But before that, we would also like to interview John about the organization that he is representing.
Dobré ráno, pane Schachu.
Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno.
Vy jste dlouholetým členem UMS, tedy United Moravian Societies. Mnozí z našich posluchačů vás znají osobně a většina alespoň podle vidění, nebo vlastně hlavně podle slyšení. Neboť s UMS často vystupujete oděn do krásného kroje.
No děkuji. Já už jsem v Ústředně moravských spolků od roku 1954. Přijel jsem do Spojených států 1953. Potom jsem šel na první moravský den, to bylo tedy můj první moravský den v roce 54, to bylo v Plzeňském parku tehdy. No a tak jsem začal s těma moravákama, seznámil jsem se tam s Joškou Chalupou a tak mi nalákali, abych se přidal k jejich taneční skupině. No a to tak začalo. No a pokračovalo to až do dneska.
A vy pocházíte z Moravy?
Ne, já jsem adoptovaný Moravák. Já pocházím z jihozápadních Čech. Z Klatovska.
A ten váš kroj, ale co tady máte, ten moravský kroj, není?
To je moravský kroj, to mi pořídil pan Veverka z Cimbálovky a Morava. Když tady byli na návštěvě, tak se mi ten kroj líbil a je to čejkovický kroj.
Aha. Takže UMS existuje, vlastně vy jste teda členem od roku 54 a ta organizace byla založená kdy?
Tehdy, když se sem nastěhovalo hodně emigrantů v těch letech 1850 až do 1900, tak se usadili v té staré Plzni, tedy, kde je nynější Plzeň. A potom to se jmenovalo taky, ještě dál to bylo, Česká Kalifornie, to je ta area tam, co se usadilo nejvíc těch Čechů. Mm-hmm. No a tedy ty vesnice a města byly reprezentovaný, tedy udělali se spolky z těch vesnic a potom, když měla přijít druhá světová válka, tak se spojili a chtěli, aby podporovali tu domovinu tam na té Moravě. No a tak vlastně se ta Ústředna moravských spolků tedy založila, protože ty různé spolky zasílali tedy ty delegáty do té ústředny. No a tak to pokračovalo. Až potom samozřejmě takový ty dějiny jsou, že ty spolky pomalu zase se jako přestávaly, protože zase hodně těch starších odešlo. No a jenom nám zbyla nynější Ústředna moravských spolků.
Ale byl to tady spolek založený vlastně hlavně kvůli pomoci do českých zemí.
Do českých zemí, ano.
Tak my si teďka dáme první hudební přestávku. A pan Škach se k nám sem do studia přinesl své oblíbené nahrávky. Tak si teď některou z nich pustíme.
Štěstím, blahem mým jediným je malá víska má. Pod Šumavou u pralesů objatá horama. Tam ve škole pan učitel nás učil číst a psát. A v kostelíčku pan farář modlil a Boha znát. Vesničko má pod Šumavou s poezií tak dumavou, jak v pohádce o tobě sním, ty s jediným okladem mým.
Thank you.
This morning, we have in our studio Mr. John Škach, a member of the United Moravian Societies. Let's now quickly summarize for our English-speaking listeners what we have talked about earlier.
So, John, you said that you became a member of the United Moravian Societies in 1954 already?
That's correct.
And how did that happen?
Well, I came to U.S. in 1953, and in 1954, I went to the Moravian, to the Moravsky Den, you know, Moravian Day, where I got acquainted with some of the young people out there. And Joe Chalupa that time talked me into joining the dance group of the United Moravian Society. Mm-hmm. And so I've been there ever since. Mm-hmm. The United Moravian Societies was formed by delegates from different organizations, which were actually representing the towns and villages of Moravia. And so before the World War II, they decided they should unite and support the Moravians and, of course, Czechs and Slovak also during the World War II. And that's how this thing started. Mm-hmm. And it's the club eventually were getting smaller and smaller because people were obviously going elsewhere. And the final UMS is just what we are now.
Mm-hmm. And you have also revealed that you are actually not Moravian. You adopted the Moravian culture. Well, and but what about dancing? Did you actually dance before?
No. I did not. But since I am actually from Klatovsko, from the region of Klatovy in Bohemia, I always admired the Domažlicka, you know, the folklore stuff over there, which is going on even today. And then when I, got acquainted with the programs and the dancers of the UMS, it kind of pulled me in. So that's mm-hmm. how I started.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we'll be playing some of Domažlicka dudacka muzika a little bit later in our show because we got a nice New Year's wish from the band. But let's get back to the United Moravian Societies. What would you say are the goals or what is the mission of the organization? And what are some of the main events that they organize?
Well, the mission is just to carry on the traditions and the culture as long as we can. We have many members, and some of them speak English, speak Czech, and some of them don't speak Czech, but it's actually for everybody. We just hope to keep going on and on.
So how can somebody become a member?
All they have to do is contact any member or get onto the website, which is UnitedMoravianSocieties.org, and email in, or, you know, there are many of us, and I'm sure that if anybody wants to get be a member, just talk to one of the members, and then we will go through the process of, admitting somebody to the organization.
Well, what do you say we'll play a few more of John's favorite songs? John, what music do you like? What is your favorite?
Well, you know, I actually I love Moravian music, don't get me wrong. But because where I come from, I am partial to some of the songs about Šumava. And it just kind of brings me back to my homeland, to my little village.
Okay, well, let's listen to a few of those.
Nezvedej však příliš dívkám sukníce. Očechrej je po hlavě od sušice k modravě. Vždyť nejhezčí to kout celé Šumavě.
V létě nám zafoukej Zazní, byli jsme budem.
Zaleť zase svátky do šum
Posloucháte československé nedělní vysílání na WCEV 1450 AM. You're listening to the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour at WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois.
Prošel jsem cizí krávě a mnoho předlouhých cest. Jen jedna cestička může však do mé vlasti vést. Ta země nejkrásnější nedá mi za celý svět. Do těch míst důvěrně známý vždy rád se vracím zpět.
Co skrývá v nás ta nejhezčí má vlast,
moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlas. Moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlas.
Když spatřím známou písku, za humny zašumí hlas, jako by tichonce šeptá, zdraví tě rodný kraj. V boku se slza třpí, vzpomínám na mládí čas. Maminka drahá mě vítá, šťasten jsem doma zas.
Co skrývá krás, ta nejhezčí má v nás. Moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlas. Moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlas.
We are back in the studio with our guest, Mr. Jan Škach of the United Moravian Societies. Jan, besides a lot of dancing and singing, there are other things going on at the UMS. You also teach Czech, is that correct?
Yes, we do have Czech school, and we have right now we have between 50 and 60 students, and it's been going on in very good, system. And again, we welcome anybody, and it wants to. Actually, it's basically for young children. We have an adult school also, but that's another issue. So if you want to enroll, just again go back to the website, and there are instructions there.
Where is your Czech school? Where is it located?
It's on Brandon Drive in Glendale Heights. I had the address here, but I can't remember. 1622, I believe.
We will definitely post this on our Facebook page as well.
And the only other thing I want to mention is that the big event we have is Moravian Day, and we just had the 75th, and so we're planning for the next one, and it's always the fourth weekend of September. And we have been bringing bands from Moravia for the past, I believe, 15 years. And it all started with Joe Borisek and myself. I was listening to some of the bands over there, and then Joe was going on vacation. And I told him to contact Galanečka, which was a small band. And he talked to Tonda Pavluš from Mistrinjanka, who we knew. And Pavlo suggested a small band from Donji Bojanovice. They came in with Pavlo, and it's been going on ever since. So, mm-hmm. It was the name of the group was Bojanovská Šeska. Mm-hmm. They did great.
And actually, Moravian Day is called Moravian Day, Moravský den, but it's actually not just the one-day festivity, correct?
Well, it's the way it started, Moravian Day. You know, that's the main event, but actually it's a festival of Saturday and Sunday. And, as a matter of fact, we sometimes continue through Monday, but that's only for the people,
the insiders,
right? I mean, insiders,
and we can sort of imagine what's going on.
Yes,
that night. Quickly back to the children. So you teach Czech, but you also have a children's choir or children's dance group.
Yes, we do. We have several dance groups, starting from the adults to the toddlers. I think they're. To be honest, I don't want to lie here, but I think it's six groups, and we are very active. We have been to Florida. We do travel to different areas, especially around the Midwest, mm-hmm. and perform at different functions. We're quite active with that. And our the small group is huge. I mean, I can't even tell you how many people we have, but like on Moravsky Den, we had over 100 performers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's between our dance groups.
That's amazing.
And the,
that's
and the singers. Nice, yeah. We do have a singing group.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should listen to some more music now. And when we get back, we'll ask John about the radio, actually, about this radio program.
Jen jedno přání v srdci mám, poznatí Šumavu. Háje v lesi hluboké tu krásnou Modravu. Jen jedenkrát v životě své chtěl bych se v ten kraj podívat a tam si zaspívat. Každý rád jednou se podívá na hory a lesy, jak tam vypráví o slavných dějinách té české Šumavy. Na hory a lesy, jak tam vypráví o slavných dějinách té české Šumavy. Kdo jednou poznal Šumavu, musí jí mít jí rád. Narodný lid v těch vesničkách často si vzpomíná. Národný lid, tam božský klid, všechna ta krása mě vábí, toužím tam zase jít.
Šumavo, Šumavo, Šumavěnko milá, na tebe každý rád jednou se podívá. Na hory a lesy, jak tam vypráví o slavných dějinách té české Šumavy. Na hory a lesy, jak tam vypráví o slavných dějinách té české Šumavy. Slavných dějinách
české Šumavy.
We are back here with Mr. John Škach. John, we would like to ask you now about the radio, about this actual radio station. You are actually the person who took over, who filled in just after Jerry Jirák passed away. And we also we owe you our big thanks for filling in until we were completely ready to take over. So thank you very much for that. And please tell us a little bit more about your involvement with the Czech radio.
Well, thanks for thanks. Actually, Jerry Jirák has been involved in the radio for many, many years, and I'm sure the listeners know about it because you have had quite a bit about Jerry. And my friend Joe Borisek was actually managing the radio with Jerry Jirák for some years. I got involved with the radio after Mr. Joe Borisek passed away in 2008. And prior to that, Joe was managing the radio with Jerry Jirák. Joe asked me to take over when he was very ill, and so that's how I came into a cooperation, you know, to manage the radio with Jerry. Jerry would be doing the programs, and I did all the other things in the background. So that's how it went.
And we know it's a lot of things, the background, right?
Well, the background, you know, you know what it is now. I mean, yeah. And it was a pleasure doing it when, you know, after Jerry passed away until you took over. It was time-consuming, but It was kind of a fun for me because I was picking out all the different songs and putting it on a CD.
So was it for your love for music or?
Well, I love music. I love Czech music, Moravian music, Slovak music. I even, you know, modern music, just music. Let's put it that way.
Mr. Škach, you are also the president of the Representative Ball Committee and are here today to invite our listeners to this wonderful event that will take place on February 7th. It's the 57th Representative Ball. The number 57 obviously indicates that this event has a long history. Could you please tell us something about it? How did it all start?
Well, the Representative Ball began over 50 years ago, basically to preserve the tradition of the grand balls which were held in our homeland. After the communists took over the Czechoslovak Republic in February in 48, many of the citizens left Czechoslovakia and escaped to the West and came here to the United States. Many settled in Chicago metropolitan area, and eventually some of the groups, some of the clubs that they formed got together. It was, for instance, the Společenský klub Česko-Američanů, it was a social club of the Czech Americans, Národní rada, Czechoslovak Allied, Združení Československých Exulantů. And the first ball was took place in January 1959. And then in, let's see, I think it was in the... can't remember exactly which, but I think it was the fifth ball that they started introducing the debutantes, and that's been the tradition ever since then. Today, there are three organizations which form the Czechoslovak Allied Organization. That's United Moravian Society, the Czechs in Exile, and Moravian Culture. So that's what we're now all about. And of course, the next event is going to be February 7th, 2015. We have five debutantes, and we're looking for a very, very good time. I mean, the event is very nice, formal, and you have a beautiful dinner and beautiful entertainment. So we hope that all of the listeners will be attending. Now, if you want to give us or get information from us, you can get on our website, which is czechoslovakalliedorganizations.org. And we also have an email, which is, let me think what it is. It's representativeball@gmail.com.
Let me just say that you will find all this information also on our Facebook. So if you just missed what Jan said, make sure to check out our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Jan, I just have a question about debutants. Could you explain that concept a little bit? Maybe not everybody knows who debutants are. But
well, the debutants are young ladies who are presented to the, in this case, the Czech community. And they're 16, the age is about 16 years old, and it's some privilege for them to really participate in this particular event.
Mm-hmm. So who chooses the debutants?
Well, we advertise for debutants, and then depending, you know, if they're interested, then they call us and get in touch with us. Dana Čermák and Hanna are the organizers for this. Basically, you know, when we know there is a family with a young lady of that age, then we approach them also and mm-hmm. try to talk them into become a debutante.
So it's really introducing these young ladies to the community or to the
world.
To the world, yeah. To adulthood, I guess.
Yes.
Through dancing. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Škach, for coming to the studio this morning. Děkujeme vám moc krát za návštěvu a povídání o UMS a hlavně za pozvání na 57. reprezentativní bál.
Já vám taky děkuji, že jste mi pozvali a samozřejmě se těším na ten reprezentační ples. Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure being here with you.
Mm-hmm, děkujeme a těšíme se na shledanou, až nám koncem léta přijdete povědět něco o Moravském dnu.
Určitě.
Tak na shledanou a hezkou neděli.
Na shledanou.
Hezkou neděli.
Zima nás láví, v dáli láká hlas. Domov nový nají, mír, kde vládne zas. Marně však své štěstí hledáš cizinou. To kvete na rozcestí za rodnou dědinou. Kotlivý zvedá, cítíš náhle chlad. Marně zrak tvůj hledá, co jsi mýval rád. Marně však své štěstí hledáš cizinou. To kvete na rozcestí za rodnou dědinou. Štěstí v cizině tam nikdy nemůže být. Vzpomeň, že doma jedině štěstí můžeš najít. Však budeš vzpomínat dáli, kdybys tam sto let snad žil. Na ten kousek světa mágí, kde jsi se narodil. Tam sto let snad žil,
na ten kousek světa malý, kde jsi se narodil.
All throughout December, we played for you special greetings that special friends of our radio recorded just for you, and we have a few more of those for you even today.
Last summer, many of you have certainly attended one of the many performances of Youth Dixieland Band from Mariánské Lázně. They brought us great jazz music and loads of youthful energy. Here are their New Year's wishes for you.
Junior Dixieland z Mariánských Lázní zdraví všechny posluchače Československého rádia. Při našem posledním pobytu v Chicagu se nám u vás strašně líbilo, protože jsme měli tu čest poznat mnoho ochotných a vstřícných lidí. Zvláště ty bychom chtěli pozdravit. Samozřejmě nejen ty.
Přejeme vám všem hodně štěstí, zdraví, dobré hudby a úspěchů v roce 2015. Junior Dixieland Mariánské Lázně.
Another band that visited us last year came all the way from Domažlice, the bagpipe band Domažlická dudácká muzika, which performed for us twice this past October, once at the Klas restaurant in Cicero and also in Arlington Heights.
Všem posluchačům The Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour přeje vše dobré v novém roce 2015 Domažlická dudácká muzika.
On behalf of the Domažlice Bagpipe Band, Czech Republic, we wish to all listeners of the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour Happy New Year 2015.
Pověz mě, má zlatá Marianko, kudy k vám budu chodit, okolo Humen je cestička, ta mě k vám bude vodit.
Okolo Humen je cestička, je pěkně drnovatá, ta tě k nám můj chatře povede, to přes ty naše vrata.
Před těma vašima vratama je pěkný bílý kamen, až já k vám, Mariánko, pojedu, já si tam sednu na něj.
Před těma našima vratama je pěkný.
And now, a few announcements about upcoming events in the Czechoslovak community.
Join the Chicagoland Czech-American Community Center at Sokol Tábor Hall, 1602 Clarence Avenue, Brvin, for a European-style beer festival with Czech wine, food and music. 25 ounces collector's beer mug with one pour included with a purchase of a ticket. Tickets are $15 pre-sale and $18 at the door. The event takes place on Saturday, January 17th, from noon till midnight. For more info, call the president of the CCACC, Teddy Polášek, at 708-670-2172. Again, that's 708-670-2172.
Přijďte se pobavit na české pivní slavnosti, konané v sobotu 17. ledna a pořádané Chicagoland Czech American Community Center v Sokole Tábor v Brvinu. Lístky stojí $15 v předprodeji a 18 v den akce. Pro více informací kontaktujte Teddyho Poláška na telefonním čísle 708 670 21 72. To je 708 670 21 72.
And here is an announcement from the T.G. Masaryk Czech School located in Cicero.
If your New Year's resolution was to learn Czech, enroll in one of our classes. The semester starts already this week.
Jan Neruda Club classes are Mondays at 5 p.m. Beginners meet also Mondays at 7:30 p.m. And classes for intermediates are held on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m.
For more information about classes for adults and for information about children's Czech classes, email us at info@czechschoolchicago.org or call 708-656-9810. That's 708-656-9810. We are looking forward to meeting new students. Tak, a než se s vámi dnes rozloučíme, chtěli bychom vám poděkovat za všechny vaše vzkazy a komentáře, které jsou pro nás velmi důležité. A nezapomeňte, že nám můžete psát o písničky na přání. Buď na naši facebookovou stránku, na e-mail info@czechoslovakradio.org nebo poštou na adresu 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois, 60804.
We would like to thank Mrs. Dagmar Košťálová for her phone call full of nice words and advice, and encourage the rest of you to send us your comments, suggestions and song requests. You can do so on our Facebook page. Call us at 708-656-9810. Again, 708-656-9810. Or send us an email at info@czechoslovakradio.org or a letter at 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois, 60804.
This is all from us today. Have a wonderful week. Těšíme se na vás příští neděli.
Od mikrofonu se s vámi loučí Klára Moldová
a Irena Čajková
a zpoza mixážního pultu na vás všechny mává náš jedinečný
Vojta Molda.
Tak pomoc mi s tým skús. se mi vrát.
Celkom